Live and local.
And good Saturday morning. Welcome to Sports Talk, driven by LongmineAuto.com. I'm Greg Ray in studio, and we'll be joined on our Sutherland studio line by a couple of coaches this morning, beginning with Olpe boys basketball coach Chris Schmidt, and then later on we'll talk with Emporia State football coach Garen Higgins. We weren't able to connect with him last weekend, so we shuffled him to this weekend, and we'll talk some Emporia State football as spring practices got underway right before spring break, and then guys are taking a spring break, and they'll be back on the practice field on Monday. But first up this morning, joining us on the Sutherland studio line, free in-store pickup is available on thousands of items at Sutherland's when you buy online, is the head coach of the Olpe Eagles, who are the two-time 1A Division I state champions. They won their second consecutive state championship last Saturday as they defeated Montezuma South Gray in the championship game, 66-42 to finish the season 25-1. Coach Chris Schmidt, first off, good morning and congratulations.
Morning, Greg. Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you. It was quite a ride, and it's hard to believe it happened a week ago, but, it's just you're still kind of sitting there, still going through it, feeling it. Last night I actually watched one of the games just to watch it again, and it's a good experience.
Looking at that state tournament run, all three games, you won by double digits. You won the first game over Troy by 30, 51-21. You won the semifinal game over Maxville by 30, 68-38. You won the championship game 66-42. And if my mathematics is correct, that's a 24-point victory for your ball club. Not a lot of close games. When you look at those games, is there much more that your ball club could do or could have done better?
Probably not. We've talked about this all year. Was defensively we were pretty sound, and I really thought this group, as the year progressed, just got better and better. And obviously, it kind of showed. Those teams were scoring some, like South Gray was averaging about 66 points a game. Troy's average was up in the lower 60s, and Maxville was a little lower than that, but. I know Maxville, that was the when we held Maxville to 38. I know their lowest point total going into that game was 44 on the year. So, offensively, the first two games, we didn't shoot it probably as well, as it had been. But championship game, we really shot it well. So, no, it's a pretty good ending to how this team has approached things all year. And to finish it like we did, kind of in a convincing way, was good to see.
And you look at this group of players, they've been playing together for quite a while. For your, what is it, four seniors that you had on this squad, what a way to close out their careers, two state championships. For most of them, two state championships not only in basketball, but two state championships in football. And we can talk about that a little bit later on. But for this group of seniors, they've really given you everything they could possibly give you, haven't they?
Yeah, I don't know what you could ask for more out of them. Just a great group of kids that work really hard. They love playing with each other. That's the thing. That's the fun thing about, like, practice. Everything we did in practice, they always wanted to compete with each other and just, had a good time doing it. If we was doing a shooting drill, most of them were involved in, two-on-two doing shooting, and they was, always after each other and, like, giving each other a hard time, if they won or lost, whatever. Sometimes my shooting drills had to go a little longer than I wanted because one group was like, "Coach, let's go one more time. We need to see if we can catch them," type thing. But that the biggest thing is they just love playing with each other, and, they've done so much in athletics for our community and our programs, but they also are great human beings away from that. That's the biggest thing about them, that everybody knows them. They're great individuals, and they got great futures ahead of them.
You mentioned that being competitive in practice, and that really paid off. From the end of the regular season to sub-state, you had, what, almost 2 weeks off before you played your first sub-state game from the time you ended the regular season, and you had to find a way to keep them sharp, and boy, you found a way.
Yeah, that first week we had off, two full weeks. And we talked about that first day of practice on that Monday that, hey, we don't have any games this week. We're going to be, you know, I'm going to challenge you. We're going to compete. We split up against each other a lot that week. And when we did, you know, scrimmaging, most of the time we were split up into two or three different groups and just challenged each other. And that's what this group liked to do. They wanted to do that all the time. They took that on, and it made them, you know, they knew if they did that would make each of them better as they progressed. And, you know, a lot of my young kids that are coming back next year, they really benefited from that, and they've kind of got the same mentality. So I'm looking forward to spending some more time with them next year, but just a fun bunch to be around. You didn't have to do a whole bunch of, I mean, yeah, we did some coaching here and there, but they did a lot of the work themselves.
And when I look at this roster, you have some really good basketball players, starting with Damon Redeker, who's been, and Derek Holting. Those two guys have kind of been your leaders the last couple of years, and they've really been able to provide you with a lot of offense. But I caught the post game from Brandon Schneider last night after his the KU women won their first round game, and he goes, "We don't have a lot of all conference." Conference MVPs, and you obviously have a couple of those type, but to me, the key for your success this season hasn't been just in the individuals, it's been in the team. This group of players has really bought into the team aspect of it.
Absolutely. You know, you talked about those two kids, and those two kids are, in my mind, All-State kids, no doubt about it, but their numbers and that kind of stuff aren't going to jump out at you, you know, because that's what we are. We are a team, and they buy into that. You know, I think that I'll use those two examples, Damon, Derek. Probably if they wanted to, they could probably both average over 20 points a game and do a lot of, you know, their numbers could be better. But that's not what helped us win a championship. They sacrificed that stuff, and they all, you know, they knew that other kids could do their part, and that's the biggest thing. All the way down the line. I mean, we ran a lot of kids, 9, 10 kids, you know, in all three state games, all 12 kids on the bench played. And, you know, I'm just as hard on those last two or three kids in the last minute and a half as I am on the guys at the beginning of the game. And they know that. And that's the way we approach it. And they all, you know, we always have a number like, hey, they can't get to 40. And, you know, that last minute and a half, where those kids go in, I'm like, you know what? They're at 37. You know what our number is. And those guys go in, and they that's a challenge to them, and they like that. And, again, we don't do this without everybody, and definitely it's a team concept, and we wouldn't win championships like we have without that concept, no doubt about it.
Now, I'm looking at the picture that's in the state program of your team, and behind them is a banner that says Eagle Pride, and that says a lot about what this basketball team is about. They take pride in what previous teams have put together and what they've been able to do as a team.
Yeah, you know, that's a good thing about Opie. I think each group they do take pride and continue the success of what's happening. You know, we've had some success. Obviously, last year was a good year also, and those kids come in this year focused. You know, I thought this year was a little different last year, especially in basketball and a little bit in football too. But in basketball, you know, last year we were kind of come from behind and was kind of maybe an underdog a little bit. I mean, a team that wasn't quite at the top. And, you know, we really made a great run at the end of the year. This year, these kids have had a target on their chest from day one. I mean, the state knew about them. Everybody was going to give us their best shot, and I think they did. And these kids approach it the right way, and they take the pride in continuing what, you know, they play for those. We talk a lot, but when we put that jersey on, they play a lot. They play for those four letters on the jersey, that OLPE. That's what they play for. And, you know, I expect next year the next group will do the same thing.
We're visiting with Opie Head Boys Basketball Coach Chris Schmidt here on Saturday Morning Sports Talk. And you finished the season 25-1. That one loss came in the very first basketball game of the season. Where? How many practices did you have before you played that game?
We had four. We played four, and then we played St. Mary's, who ended up being a pretty good team.
they proved to be that, as they were the runners-up in Class 2A, losing to Hillsborough in the state championship game. And then you rattle off 25 consecutive wins. And when you step back and look at it, you know, this is the football team went through a season undefeated, won a state championship, and then you had four practices in basketball. You lose one game, and then you don't lose one the rest of the way. That says a lot to the resolve of this basketball team.
Yeah, and again, like we talked earlier, it starts with your senior kids, the leaders. They just approached every day the right way, and you know, you didn't. They just came in. It didn't matter who we were playing or what was up the next 2 days from then. That Monday practice was just, let's go to work and get better. Tuesday, if we played a game, we played hard and we learned from that. You know, if we had some things in that game, we kind of tried to focus on Wednesday, and they approached it the same way. And just the competitiveness of not being satisfied and staying hungry, things that you kind of get overlooked here at the end of the year is, we go through our league undefeated and win a league tournament, a championship here in the Lyon County League, which, I say it's second to none. As a small school league, Lyon County is a very good league, and it proved that at the end of the year. So just to do that was, a couple of our first goals is to win that and to accomplish that. And then, in February, they weren't satisfied with that. They knew there was another goal they wanted to go get, and they really worked at it and, was able to finish it off.
We've talked about Damon Redeker and Derek Holting, two of the four seniors on the roster, but we can't forget about the other two seniors that made up your roster, and Ted Skolsky and Eli Foraker. What have those two guys meant to your program?
I mean, a tremendous amount. They're just like everybody else. Ted was kind of our hammer inside. Again, his stats weren't there, but it's just his physicality. He wasn't going to let anybody inside get anything easy, made people work inside, did the fundamentals, just was a solid kid all year. And then Eli Foraker is a kid that, this is special, I think, a lot for, just of how he's come along and what he's dealt with. And just Eli is that kid that you got to have on your team. Every kid in our practice loved having Eli as a part of the team, because Eli just, he'd do anything, and they all would, but, he wasn't going to score a whole bunch. He knew exactly what his role was. His role was to come in, get us off to a good start. He was a very good passer. He passed the ball as well as anybody we had, and a lot of times kids had to adjust to his passing, because he could see things ahead of when it was going to happen, and that was his strength. He did exactly what he was asked to do. He was one of those kids that if I was having trouble with a play, I'd call a play, and then I'd like, okay, I can't remember. Eli was the guy's coach. Derek does this. We do that, and we set that screen, then we kind of off that screen. He was just that type of kid that knows the game very well. And again, just those two. We don't do it without those two, and they're always going to be special to this program, no doubt about it.
Well, we've talked about the four seniors, but when I start looking at it, there's quite a few juniors that gained some valuable experience over the last 2 years that they're probably saying to everybody, "Hey, you maybe think we're done with doing things and winning games," but I'm sure Blake Redeker, along with Truman Bailey, Darren Hines, Garrett Cole, Aiden Tiemeyer, I guess they're all saying, just wait a second. We've got a senior year yet. There's still something special we want to accomplish.
Yeah, absolutely. That bunch of kids, and I'm telling you right now, they're going to work already. I know right now they're in other sports. A lot of them are, started baseball and track practices. That's a good bunch of kids. We definitely are fortunate. We have some kids that'll come back you know, those kids, you know, Truman, you know, had a great year. He really was that third guy that consistent scoring this year. Blake and Darren were just tremendous coming off the bench. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, they would have started for most of the teams we played against, but the chemistry of how our team went and bringing those two off the bench really kind of changed our tempo a little bit at times. And our matchups then became a little different and a little more difficult for people to adjust to. Garrett Cole joined us late in the year, because he had some knee injury with a football. And, you know, he's going to be a kid that, he'll get big time, big minutes. Now he'll kind of be our Ted Skowski next year, no doubt about it. And then Andon Tiemeyer is another junior kid that, you know, I think there's some good things ahead of him. Again, a pretty good shooter for his size. He likes to step away from the basket. I think that's something that's going to be a big thing for us next year. And you know, we got some other kids too, some sophomore kids, and they'll know it's their turn. I truly believe they'll put the hard work and dedication in this summer to get better. And I'm looking forward to that bunch coming back next year.
During the summer, when do these guys find time to do work on all their sports that they're successful at? Because I know they spend time working on the football and then the basketball, and then I'm sure there's other things that they're involved with. But, boy, it takes a little dedication from those guys.
It does. And, you know, being a coach for both of them, I try not to monopolize everything because they deserve to have some time of their own. And a lot, like you said, a lot of them have other interests that they do. Several of them are farm kids that I know what they're doing for their dad all day long, that kind of stuff. But that's just the dedication they have. I don't have to say a whole bunch like, hey, the weight room is going to be open 3 days a week. They're there. They make time to be there. The month of June is really awful busy. We do a lot of basketball stuff, usually in a summer league in June. They do some shooting after weights. They have that option if they want to. And then, we do, they're the 1st of July there before, right toward the end of the time where coaches can be. We'll spend some time with football. We'll have our football camp and do a 7-on-7 type thing. But again, these kids, you know, a lot of times the last couple of years, and I expect the same thing out of the bunch coming back, is in the weight room after the end of the day, they'll be setting up time. Hey, Tuesday night, let's all get together at the practice field at 7 o'clock and throw the football around and run routes and that kind of stuff. And that's just the way these type of kids are. So it's not like I have to go push them a whole bunch to do the things. They take the time and they're willing to dedicate themselves to put the time in and go to work and improve themselves for the following year.
Have you taken much time just to reflect on what's been accomplished by these OPE student athletes over the last 2 years?
You know, I definitely have tried. You'll see pictures and this kind of stuff of things that have accomplished, and it is. You know, you run into somebody that brings it up, and each time I say, you know, thank you, and I'll talk about how great a kids we do have and that kind of stuff. But it is mind-boggling, honestly, Greg, when you think about what this group has accomplished. But again, it's so happy. I'll never forget that feeling of, you know, a week ago Saturday of when the game was over, just watching those kids celebrate and have that time. A picture that stands out in my mind that we took, and I know the paper showed it, is, you know, our kids went over and took a picture with all our student body. Our band was involved, our cheerleaders. You know, we don't do this. I know these kids have ended up winning the championship, but our whole community is involved in this, and I want it to be that way, because these championships belong to not only the players but to our community, to their friends. You know, our band means so much to our program. We love having our band come to state games and play at games at home. And that's what makes us special. We showed up Saturday night back here. The main street was filled with everybody. They had fireworks going off. And then we made our way into the gym. And a lot of community people come in, a lot of kids, a lot of little kids grade school kids were there to watch, and we talked about that. You know, I brought it up like, guys, little guys, you guys see what's happening. You know, your turn is coming, and I think they embrace that. But it's just, that's what I remember as much as anything, is just the joy of these kids getting to celebrate and see what they've accomplished, and it never gets old. That's for sure.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It probably doesn't get old seeing watching youngsters celebrate winning a state championship.
Never would.
So my last question is, did you ever figure out who was responsible for turning the lights out when they all went to Dodge City Saturday?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that.
Because I know a lot of Opie fans made the trip out to Dodge City and then, of course, making it back. And I know there were some that weren't able to make the trip. But, again, congratulations not only to you, Coach, but to your athletes and to the community of Opie. Because, as you mentioned, this was a community championship. This was a Opie High School championship. And congratulations to the players for getting the work done on the basketball floor. But congratulations to you and your coaching staff for guiding them in the right direction, and just an overall big congratulations.
Again, thank you, Greg, and again, a thank you to you guys. You know, you guys covering us. I know having one of our own, Michael, call the games, that's something that, you know, it really adds into this whole factor of what's happened the last couple of years. And again, I know we have sponsors. I know Mills Tire, Rich Dorkin, all the sponsors that help, you know, provide time for you guys to cover a game. It means a lot. You know, I'll use my example. My mom and dad are in a position where they couldn't travel. So for you guys to be able to cover our games and what you guys do for not just Opie, but area schools around here, it means a great deal to our community and all communities of all your support and covering our athletes and our kids. Means a great deal. So thank you very much for all that.
You are very much welcome. Well, again, Coach, congratulations. I won't say enjoy your downtime, because I know there's no such thing as downtime when you're the athletic director at a high school and you're the head basketball and football coach, but I know you're not coaching a sport this spring. Hopefully it won't be as hectic for you during the springtime, and look forward to visiting with you again in the fall when the football season rolls around.
Sounds good, Greg. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Right. That's Opie head boys basketball coach, head football coach, athletic director at Opie High School, as the Opie boys won another state championship this last Saturday a week ago as they defeated South Gray in the 1A Division I championship game 66-42, their second consecutive 1A Division I boys state basketball championship. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll visit with Emporia State football coach Garrett Higgins right after this timeout. This is Saturday Morning Sports Talk, driven by LongbineAuto.com.
Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia is expanding our sales team, and we're looking for highly motivated salespeople. We have two positions open for the right person with the right drive to succeed. If you're energetic, enjoy talking to people, and like an ever-changing environment, then Longbine Auto Plaza wants to talk to you. We offer our team members a guaranteed salary, health insurance program, vacation time, and a 401k retirement plan. We'll provide the product training and support for you to be successful at selling the best products from Chevrolet and Buick. Longbine Auto Plaza is adding to our team now, so if you're looking for a great opportunity, come in and apply in person at 3012 West Highway 50 or submit a resume to svaughn@longbineauto.com. That's svaughn@longbineauto.com. Longbine Auto Plaza is an equal opportunity employer.
This is Rand Hopkins of Complete Works Custom Engraving. Remember getting your first trophy, ribbon, or plaque? Recognition can change lives and improve performance. Becoming a part of the team is a process, and a recognition program that is not only fair and consistent, but also affordable, can help someone be the team player that you need. Come learn the value of recognition. For the largest selection of affordable awards and trophies, come visit Complete Works Custom Engraving at 610 Commercial.
Live and local sports news and views. Saturday Morning Sports Talk on 14 KVOE.
Welcome back. Saturday Morning Sports Talk, driven by LongbineAuto.com. And we now say good morning to and welcome to the program Emporia State football coach Garrett Higgins as he joins us on the Sutherland studio line. Sutherland's, Emporia's complete home improvement store for over 25 years. Good morning, Coach Higgins. How are you today? Good morning, Coach. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Greg. Good morning to you, too, as well.
So you getting this spring break week a chance to recharge a little bit and get ready for a busy finish to the spring season as practices resume on Monday?
Yeah. I know that our guys are we've already had one practice, get a little break here and get back, and we'll have 14 practices and kind of end with our spring game, which will be April 22nd.
Well, you did have one practice before you sent them on spring break. Was there much you could take from that first practice?
Well, not real. I mean, yeah, you know, the guys, they did a good job. It was just kind of out in helmets. One thing was some of the new rule changes, you know, we're able to go out, not necessarily have an organized practice, but the guys can go out on nice weather days and the coaches can kind of go out there with them. So we've already been doing a little bit of, you know, just running routes, doing different things with them early in the morning. The guys have done a really good job. You know, the spring, sometimes it can get a little monotonous because you're not playing, but it is broke up to where you have your weightlifting and conditioning the first part of spring, and then you go into the second phase, which is what we're in now, which is where you have the 15 spring practices. So our guys are ready for it, and spring football is always nice because you get an opportunity to look at some of the younger guys too as well.
Going back to about 2 years ago when you had the practices but you weren't able to play, are you implementing some of the things that you tried during the COVID time into this spring practice?
Well, it's really about the same. Greg, to be honest with you, the only thing that we did differently back in that fall where we did not play is that we broke it up to where we had two separate groups that would practice. So we would practice with our older guys a week, and then we'd practice with our, like, redshirt freshmen, you know, our true freshmen, practice with them the next week, and then they would practice together on Saturday. So, like, that was a little bit different in the fact that you could definitely get a lot more reps with the younger guys and older guys, to whereas now, you know, this spring, since we only have 15 days and we're back to a normal schedule, you have those 15 practices all together. So practice format is basically the same. It's just different with the guys and kind of how we organized it within our team.
You return from the players that started the Live United bowl game. You returned 11 starters on offense, 7 starters on defense, along with 3 special teams players. With that type of experience coming back, does your spring focus change at all, or do you kind of keep it the same?
You know, it does change a little bit, Greg. I've said this before, where as last spring, of course, you know, last spring, It was different as well because we actually had 2 scrimmages, against 2 opponents. So in last spring, we were coming off a year where we were 4-7 and we were really young, you know, and I didn't know where we were at, what we were going to have going into this fall. To whereas this year, it's a little bit different. You know, we return, as you said, you know, 18 starters, basically 17 starters. We had one kid, Miles Wade, has graduated and has moved on. So we do have a lot more experience coming back. So it will be a little bit different in the fact that there's a lot of those guys that last year we were looking at that were starters for us. We were looking at them to see kind of how much improvement they've made and how are they going to be able to help us in the fall, to whereas this year it's going to give us more of an opportunity. We know what we have coming back, so we're going to be able to really focus on some of our younger guys, our guys that maybe have not played that much during the fall, and be able to get them reps and really evaluate them.
One question while I've got it at the top of my mind, mentioned you did play a couple of spring games last year or scrimmages. Would you like to have a scrimmage during spring practice somewhere along the line?
No. I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, I was all about it last year because, number one, our players deserve to go against somebody that wore a different colored jersey and helmet, you know, because we didn't play in the fall. But this spring, I know that they've talked about making that a something that we're able to do. And, you know, that's just something I'm not interested in. We only get 15 days, and I want to just take advantage of it with, you know, our guys and work on getting those guys better. If you have scrimmages, then I'm definitely, you know, not going to play a lot of our starters, you know. Yeah. So that's the thing, is that and if you play in the fall, it's such a grind in the fall that, you know, I don't want to mess with worrying about travel. And, you know, we were fortunate last year, we were able to have both those schools come to our place. And I don't really feel like getting on a bus and traveling in the spring anywhere to go scrimmage somebody. So, you know, so I don't know. That's just my thoughts on it.
Yeah. Well, you will have, I guess you will have kind of a scrimmage when you have the spring game, when you scrimmage against each other, and then maybe you can talk a couple of those former players maybe to suit up and go against your varsity, so to speak. But you also have the Legends game, and we'll talk about that a little bit later on. But you do have some opportunities for guys to compete, and I guess that when it comes down to it, that's what you're looking for in the spring, guys who are willing to go out and compete.
Yeah, you know, the thing about the spring is that it works two ways, where you see some guys that you feel like are really going to be able to help you in the fall, and they've gotten their opportunity in the spring, and they've done a good job, and then they do a good job in the fall. And then you also, on the other side of that, I've had it where there's been guys that have done a really good job in the spring. You really think they're going to help you, whether they're going to be a starter, whether they're going to be a backup. And then once the lights come on, on Saturday, and it's a real game, and there's a scoreboard up there, and there are, you know, truly repercussions, you know, if you're not playing well. Some guys don't play the way kind of that we thought they were going to, you know, so you really wish. And that's, I guess, one thing that's good about the scrimmage that we had last year, is you're able to kind of put those guys in a true situation. Now, we have scrimmages, like you said, we'll have a spring game, and you get that feel of it like it's a game, but it's not the real thing, you know. Right. So that's the thing with spring football. I found out that, you know, sometimes you think you got a player, and then he doesn't play as well as you thought he was going to, you know. And then on the other side of that, there may be somebody that didn't do as well in the spring that really comes on in the fall. But I think as long as they're getting repetitions, getting reps in practice, and you're working on fundamentals in the spring, that they're going to improve.
We're visiting with Emporia State football coach Garen Higgins here on Saturday Morning Sports Talk, driven by LongmontAuto.com. And College Football Network put out a list of their top, who they saw as the top 20 Division II players by position. And I may have missed one or two of them, but I know there are at least five of your players that were listed on the list at their positions. Connor Leertz at guard, Jordan Williams at defensive tackle, Hayden Reed at center. Dalton Cowan was listed number two at fullback slash H-back. And then Braden Gleason at quarterback is listed among the top 20 players in Division II going into this particular year. And when you have 11 starters coming back, you have to be kind of giddy. But you're probably also this spring looking for a guy who might be able to crack that top 11.
Well, that's, you know, you want to put your guys in as many competitive situations that you can in the spring. You know, I mean, you got to balance it out to when you do, you know, what we call thud tag, which everybody's up, and then you know, we'll have some live scrimmages, and those guys that are in those positions that will have an opportunity to maybe help in the fall, or to, like you said, break the starting lineup, you're going to put those guys in a live scrimmage to kind of see how they're going to perform. But yeah, we do. You know, it's good to when you have a lot of guys coming back. You know, I have a lot of. I do have a different feeling this spring than I did last spring. You know, I mean, last spring I had no idea, honestly. Even though we had been through a fall and had a bunch of practices, I really did not know. I felt like we were going to be really good on defense, you know, last year. And then, you know, offensively, we were really young and didn't perform very well in 2019. And, you know, really did a really good job last year. And it's nice for those guys that are being recognized as far as top 20 players. Those guys, you know, they put the work in too. You know, they really do. And those guys, all those guys are on our leadership council too as well. So anytime you have your, you know, some of your best players that are also your top leaders on the team, you got a chance to be successful.
Not asking you to name any names, but going into the spring, do you have maybe a list of some players that you're going to be keeping an extra close eye on, thinking that this might be their chance to prove something to you? Or as a coaching staff, do you guys kind of just go in with an open mind and see what unfolds?
No, we as a staff, we'll meet and talk about that and really say, all right. One thing we do like to do with our players is before we go into spring practice, we do like to set expectations with our guys, you know, individually, and have some things written down for them, things that we feel like that they need to get better, along with having a certain number of guys that are going to get their opportunity and are going to get more reps than they've ever gotten before, so we can kind of see kind of where they're at. So we do have a certain number of guys that we're really going to take a good look at. And then, like I said, there'll be a couple of surprises, whether it's this spring or whether it's in fall camp, where maybe you didn't expect a player that would find a role ends up finding a role.
So have you heard a lot of talk from the players or among the players on how, you know, last season finished 6-6, and would have loved to have picked up that seventh win in that bowl game, but has that been a motivator, the way the season unfolded for them, and the knowing that they were so close to really having a very special season?
You know, I think that, you know, here, I think our guys, it's expected of them. They haven't really talked about it much. They know that, you know, with the guys that we have coming back, that they were disappointed in how the season ended in the bowl game, of course. And I think that just how they have worked up to this point has kind of shown that, you know, they want to be better next year. I think we got great leadership on this football team. Yeah, along with that, I think we got a lot of great young men. We got a lot of guys that have been in this program for a long time, and they know how things are done, you know, and – I know this word gets overused a lot, but I think it's proven that we have a great culture within our football program. And sometimes, you know, we may not be the most talented out there on the field on Saturday, but we get it done. We get the job done because we do have a group of guys that, you know, care for one another and play with a purpose. And so, yeah, I think our guys are motivated, but it's something we don't talk about. I think it's just – It's a known thing that, hey, we disappointed in how it ended last year, and we're looking forward to this fall, but we know we got to get better each and every day, and it's a process before the fall season starts.
And before I let you go, one thing I wanted to – and you can make comments about it or not, but I noticed that a couple of your high school recruits who wrestled this year had a pretty good season wrestling, and that has to be encouraging to see guys that you've signed as football players go out and in another sport be competitive and be successful.
Well, you know, Greg, that is one thing that we look at in our recruiting process is whether or not they play multiple sports. I think that's important. Because I think it shows, you know, their competitiveness, and I think it's important that it also shows that, you know, high school athletics, sometimes, you know, in this day and age, you know, high school athletics can really become specialized, you know, to where you just have a kid that's a good athlete, but he just plays football or he just plays basketball. And, you know, I think it's important that they play as many sports as they can or they want to, and so that is good to see. You know, we had a couple guys win a state championship. We also had a couple guys that played on some really good basketball teams, you know, in the state tournament. So that is always good to see. And I feel like we signed a really good class and looking forward to getting those freshmen in to fall camp.
Well, Coach, thanks for taking time out and visiting with us today. Enjoy your final hours of spring break. Have a great spring practice. And before we do let you go, let's run down what the rest of your spring schedule looks like.
Yeah, we will. Well, when we get back this week, we'll practice Tuesday, Wednesday, and then we will go on Sunday. And there's a track meet, so we kind of got to work around that schedule a little bit. And then we go, and then after this week or this upcoming week, then we'll get back on a regular schedule. And that regular schedule will be we'll practice on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays will be the days. That way we always have a day in between to watch film, you know, do install for the next day. So that's our, and then we'll end with our spring game, which will be Friday, April 22nd, which, Greg, you did mention about getting some former players, you know, getting some of those former players to go out there and play, which we used to do that back in my day. We would actually pad up, and it would be alumni versus the, you know, the actual team. You remember that?
Yeah.
I always seemed to be a star in that game. You know, never did play much in the fall, but was always a star in the alumni game. But this year we're going to have a flag football game, but we're going to add it to – it's going to be the second half of our spring game, and our former players are going to be – you know, like we'll have a black team and a gold team. Well, they're going to be on a black team and a gold team as well, and we're going to combine the two scores. So the way that our – alumni, whatever the score is the second half, they will add that to the score from the first half. So, you know, kind of trying to combine the past with the present and let those guys truly be involved in our spring game. So I think that'll be a lot of fun, and it's good to see a lot of those guys. I've been here long enough now, Greg, where there's a lot of guys come back that have been on a lot of good teams here.
And that's good to have.
It is. It's great to have, you know, so it's good to have a strong alumni base.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Coach. Enjoy the rest of your spring break, and we look forward to hang on a second. I think we have somebody that has a question for you.
Okay.
Go ahead. Good morning. You're on Saturday Morning Sports Talk. Do you have a question for Coach Higgins?
Hey, I do. This is Steve Souter. I was wondering if Coach Higgins
Steve.
Was going to be a candidate. Hey, how you doing, Garen?
I'm great.
Are you going to be a candidate to be the new athletic director?
No, Steve. I enjoy what I'm doing. I'm busy enough doing what I do within the football program, and I still enjoy coaching and want to be a part of that. So, but I'm looking forward to. I hated losing Kent. You know, he's been an unbelievable person to work for. He's a great boss, a great mentor, and you know. But it's also an exciting time for us too, as well as we move in this next step in the athletic director's job. But no, that's safe, man. That's not me. I'm gonna keep coaching football right now.
I just wanted to give you a chance to say something about Kent. So good job. Enjoy listening to you. Have a good weekend.
Hey, good talk to you, Steve. Take care.
All right. Thanks, Steve, for the question. And Coach Higgins, look forward to seeing your guys on the field.
Hey, Greg, great having me on.
All right. That's Emporia State football coach Garen Higgins joining us here on Saturday Morning Sports Talk. We'll be back to wrap it up right after this timeout.
Longbine Auto Plaza in Emporia is expanding our sales team, and we're looking for highly motivated salespeople. We have two positions open for the right person with the right drive to succeed. If you're energetic, enjoy talking to people, and like an ever-changing environment, then Longbine Auto Plaza wants to talk to you. We offer our team members a guaranteed salary, health insurance program, vacation time, and a 401k retirement plan. We'll provide the product training and support for you to be successful at selling the best products from Chevrolet and Buick. Longbine Auto Plaza is adding to our team now. So if you're looking for a great opportunity, come in and apply in person at 3012 West Highway 50 or submit a resume to svaughn@longbineauto.com. That's S-V-A-U-G-H-N at longbineauto.com. Longbine Auto Plaza is an equal opportunity employer.
This is Rand Hopkins of Complete Works Custom Engraving. Remember getting your first trophy, ribbon, or plaque? Recognition can change lives and improve performance. Becoming a part of the team is a process, and a recognition program that is not only fair and consistent, but also affordable can help someone be the team player that you need. Come learn the value of recognition. For the largest selection of affordable awards and trophies, come visit Complete Works Custom Engraving at 610 Commercial.
Live and local sports news and views. Saturday morning sports talk on 14 KVOE.
Well, that's going to wrap it up for us on this Saturday morning. Hope you enjoyed our conversations with Chris Schmidt, head basketball coach, football coach, and Mr. Do-Everything over at Olpe High School on his basketball team winning another state championship. And also hope you enjoyed listening to and hearing from Emporia State football coach Garen Higgins. Has me pretty excited for the upcoming fall, but they have spring practices to get through, and they'll wrap it up on April the 22nd with a spring game and a lot of activities surrounding that as well. Coming up today here on KVOE, sports-wise, KU men's basketball as the Jayhawks go up against Creighton. That game will tip off around 1:40. Our coverage begins at noon with the Crimson and Blue Show, and we'll have that game for you, and we'll also have a couple games for you tonight with coverage from Westwood One beginning about 5:10 this afternoon, as we'll have the evening session games covered for you here on KVOE, as well as more coverage from the NCAA tournament tomorrow, coverage beginning around 1:10. From Westwood One. So there's going to be a lot of NCAA basketball coming your way here on KVOE throughout the day. Again, in case you missed it last night, KU women did win their first round game as they defeated Georgia Tech to advance on to the second round. And it's one of those scenarios, Coach Brandon Schneider, you knock off Georgia Tech to win your first-round tournament game, 77-58. But guess what? Now you get to play the number one seed and defending champion Stanford on Sunday. So that's who their next opponent will be tomorrow on Sunday. They're out on the West Coast. K-State women also in action this morning. They'll tip off at 10:30. They're in Raleigh, North Carolina. They'll take on Washington State, looking to advance as well. With that, we'll see you next Saturday. This has been Saturday Morning Sports Talk. We've been driven by LongbineAuto.com.
96.9 FM.